In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I need to confess to you a secret that you probably haven't figured out about me yet. I like order. I like systems. I like schedules. I love spreadsheets, especially when there are embedded formulas in the spreadsheets. I like planning meetings. I like things written down in one place, not a bunch of sticky notes all over the place that I'm trying to figure out where I put them, but all in one place that are clearly marked where the action items are so I can check them off as I do them. I've tried most of my life to loosen up, but I can't. It's who I am. I like to be prepared for what is going to happen or even what might happen. So I'm often thinking about plan B. I need to know I've done all that I can do to be prepared for any surprises, or maybe even avoid some surprises because I've planned so well. But there's a problem with my problem. That's not real life, is it? It's just not the way real life works. Life is full of surprises. And I think that's what Pentecost Day is about. As Jesus' earthly ministry was coming to an end, he still had a lot of things that he wanted to share with his disciples, important things. But he knew that they just weren't ready to understand everything all at once. It was just too much. I can kind of relate to that in my spiritual walk. It takes a while to get my head around all of it. Jesus told them that his Spirit would come and be with them and guide them in what is the truth. And his Spirit would be there for all believers through all time, just as they were for all the believers at that event on Pentecost Day. The Spirit would enable those first believers and would enable you and me too to gradually and more fully understand what Jesus has already given to us, what Jesus has already done for us, and how he still helps us. Jesus was giving us fair warning in this passage today that our relationship with God just can't be defined in a sentence. It can't be defined in a 12-minute long sermon. It can't be defined in some dummy's book on God. None of those things are going to do it, because the relationship you and I have with God evolves. It keeps evolving. It keeps changing. It keeps growing. God the Son accepted the physical limitations of taking on a human body. And that included being restricted to being at one place at a time. But with his ascension into heaven, he was able to send us his Spirit, his Holy Spirit. And with that event, those limitations are gone. They're no longer part of how God interacts with us. The Spirit can be everywhere and anywhere. I love the image of the Holy Spirit in the book, The Shack. You know, Sarayu, I think, is how her name is pronounced. And it says in The Shack, she is sensed as motion and color and fragrance. She appears and disappears, but she is always here. She cannot be pinned down and is full of surprises. Yep, that sounds like the Holy Spirit to me. My relationship with God has led to a closer relationship with God the Spirit. And she has given me a lot of lessons in building trust in the surprises that God has store for me in my life. And that doesn't mean that I understand those events when they happen. It doesn't really help the understanding part a whole lot. But Jesus said that we really wouldn't understand what life with him is like all at once. That's not the way it unfolds. His Spirit is continually with you and me to help us recognize when God is at work in our life, and to just give us that sense inside, oh, that was God working in that. And it's and to warn us when other forces might be trying to sneak their way into our lives. I found a really interesting description of the impact that God's Spirit has in our lives that I wanted to share with you today. Henry Van Dusen is the former president of the Union Theological Seminary in New York City. And he describes two critical effects that affect you and me as a result of Pentecost Day. They affected the believers at that time, and they affect us. And one of those effects is intimacy, and the other is potency. So that's what I want to talk to you about, intimacy and potency. Regarding intimacy, a supernatural sense of God's closeness was certainly felt by each of those disciples. I mean, they had a flame lamp on their head, right? That's pretty intimate. And it was shared by the whole group, too. So it was not just an individual thing, but it was also a group experience that they felt. They felt the presence of a power welling up in them that they could lead and they could guide, and it would strengthen them in their ministry. And you and I are reacting to our own awareness of the intimacy of God, the Spirit, when we talk with her during our day. Spirit, I need you today. I'm counting on you to be right with me through this day, as only a Spirit can be. Spirit, I need you to share. I need to share with you a fear that I've never dared to tell anyone. Spirit, I need to share a wish. I need to share a big mistake I've made. I need to share something I've always regretted. The gift of Christ's Spirit is an invitation that God is making to intimacy with Him. The other mark, the second mark of Christ's Spirit coming into the life of the first faith community, was the gift of potency, of a spiritual power. Their being able to act as Jesus had acted and to think as Jesus thought and to be God-centered in what motivates us. Working with the gift of the Spirit, you and I can ask things like this, that our prayers will carry power to accomplish things that are going to bring glory to God. Just asking that whatever that action would be, it would bring glory to God. That the Spirit will give you and me the right words at the right time. We don't have to memorize scripts. We don't have to be nervous about what we're going to say. But what we can do is say, God, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you, God the Spirit, to give me the right words at the right time. And I've learned to add a little bit to that and learn when to keep my mouth shut. That the Spirit will open windows of opportunity with people to bring glory to God. That the Spirit will sharpen our awareness of God during our day. That the Spirit will grow our understanding of God. And that through that growth and understanding, it would deepen our trust and our faith. And that the Spirit will grow our understanding of who God wants each of us to be. What is God's goal for the purpose that we serve in this life, for the priorities that we give in our life? I love these two perspectives on the work of the Holy Spirit, intimacy and potency. And I'd like you to reflect on those two aspects this week and how they play out in your life and how you could have them maybe play out more in your life, to look for the intimacy and potency that come from God's Spirit living in us. I guess that the gift of the Spirit is not a gift that's going to answer all the questions that we have. It's not the way it works. We still have our questions. But by knowing about this dimension of God's relationship with us, I mean, that's what the Trinity is about, right? Next Sunday is Trinity weekend, or Trinity Sunday, rather, and I'm not going to steal from that topic, but it's a very important aspect of our relationship with God to understand the Spirit dimension to our relationship with God. And by knowing about this dimension of God, we can trust that God is with all of us. All at once, all the time. We can trust that our awareness of the Spirit's presence is deepening over time. and we can learn to live life without having all the answers and without even needing all the answers. This confidence in having God the Spirit with me at all times has helped me to relax a little more as I get older. It has helped me trust God even more than I used to. And it has helped me live better with life's surprises, knowing that God the Spirit is with me. Pentecost Day is called the birthday of the church. And it is quite a birthday gift that God offers us. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And so the gift being given on this birthday of the church is to you and me. We are the ones who receive the gift. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.